Blog Talk Radio.
Of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, coming to you for a short period of time because we're going to be live in Richmond. And we just want to talk to you for a few minutes to prepare your mind. Oh, hey, there's no greater love and no better way. 365 days of all. Oh, yeah. Brothers and sisters, wherever you are, if you're African American, there is no greater love, no better love than for self and kind, no better love. Do you hear what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Empowerment Saturday. It's African American Empowerment Saturday. It's 365 days of this good stuff. Educating you, motivating you, sharing, loving on, and working on ourselves. That's what it's all about. And if you think about it for a minute, where else country do you find that we are doing the work of saying we're going to focus just on us? We're not complaining. We're not talking about other people. We're saying we are going to do that work. We are going to commit to a series of things. We're going to commit to focusing on ourselves. We're going to commit to recapturing our minds. And again, you have to understand the situation that we find ourselves in, right, after coming out of enslavement, that we have to do a job now. The work has to be done by you, me, us, we. We got to do it together. We have to develop this collective consciousness that Dr. Bruce and Brother Joy talks about. We have to be able to do that work of working on ourselves. How do we do that, right? We have to have some concepts and some ideas that work to give us what we need as we move forward in this country, right? That is, we ensure that our needs are met. And the needs that we're speaking of is of the African-American community. How do we ensure that our needs are met, right? What are the things that we need to do? See, when we narrow the focus down to what our needs are, then we could be more direct and more specific, more direct about the needs are, direct about how to fulfill those needs, because all you have to do is look around, right? As much as we want to ignore it, and I understand it, it's hard. Really look at the reality that we find ourselves in. And so what we want to do is take a good look as we prepare for our show here in Richmond. Dr. Bruce is going to be live at, in Richmond at 3:30 p.m. If you're in Richmond, Virginia, come down to the downtown library and see for yourself what's happening. That's 101 East Franklin Street in Richmond, Virginia. Come on down. The doors are open about 3:20. Come on in, sit down, and learn. There's education. Part of this education, we got to do some work. So here are the pillars. We want to and are developing concept, peace, P-E-A-C-E. And many of you ask, what's peace, Marvin? Peace is that state that we need to get into. And the state of peace that I'm reflecting on today is how to navigate, how to teach, train, and develop African Americans to navigate the American system. We're here. Now, remember, we were brought here. We weren't invited. Get an invitation. Right here, captive, number one. So now that we have established a certain level of freedom with our humanity, how do we now function positively and productively to remove the conditioning that many of our people find themselves in? And many of us find ourselves in dysfunctional communities, dysfunctional households, dysfunctional families. How do we repair that? Think about it. How do we repair the damage? Seriously. How do we repair identity issues that we find ourselves in? Whether we want to acknowledge it or not, they're there. And how do we begin to heal? I mean, true healing. Because when you think about the abuse that we've gone through and the consciousness that was created through the American system about how we see ourselves, how do you reflect on the way in which we repair? A lot of us are asking for reparations. I'm not asking for reparations. All I'm asking you to do is make a commitment to peace, to understanding politics, the American political system, and how the American system of politics in this country works, how this system move us, right? How does this system use us? And how do we use or utilize politics to get what we need? How, again, do you develop a political agenda? And we're going to move forward with creating political agendas that help us get what we need to educate our people on how to use the tools, the techniques, and the strategies that help us like all other cultures do. Now, some of them are doing them really, really well, right? Now, again, I must be clear. I'm not saying take on the values of certain people in this culture, because I don't think they fit us, to be honest. What I'm saying is understand the system and how to effectively navigate it so we can create institutions, like Brother Stan says, that define our own reality. How do we develop schools and programs to help re-educate, reorient our people to a way in which we think about ourselves in a different way, that we see ourselves in a different way? This is preparation, brothers and sisters. It's preparation of the heart. It's preparation of developing another mindset that we need to do. It's us, right? And whether you like this show or not, if you are a person of color, I just want you to pass it on. We need each other, number one, because we can't do it alone. We need to help us help ourselves. And Brother Booker says, if we're us, do what we do, we're going to be fine. We'll take care of ourselves. And that's true. I believe that. But there's some work that needs to be done. There's some minds and hearts need to be changed. Let's move over to the E now, because this is very important. The E is an economic agenda and an economic platform. What are you talking about, Marvin? I'm talking about money. We're living in the capitalistic system, the American system of capitalism, but we don't know how to utilize the system. We don't function well in it. Christmas is coming up, and you're going to be spending a whole lot of money making somebody else rich. But how and why don't we have manufacturing, right? How and why are we not creating jobs that help support our people, right? And somebody said, well, why you got to be focusing on African Americans? Why you can't help everybody? Because everybody don't need help. And the people who have the resources aren't truly helping us. So let's move everything out the way and not talk about other people and talk about how we can help ourselves, how we can enrich ourselves. How can we do the work of creating those things that we need for ourselves to help strategies and institutions that help us help ourselves? Many of our young people come out of HBCUs every year trying to find work. Why don't we provide that work for our young people? Our finance majors and our accounting majors and our business majors, put them to work. How can we create and develop Fortune 500 companies or manufacturing companies? Say, for example, our brother Mike Jordan. If he said, I'm going to open up a Nike plant in Wilmington, where he's from, or Chicago, where we're killing each other a lot up there, and put ourselves to work, not in a sweat factory, but teaching our people how to engage, right? Because they had the money. Nike does. Michael Jordan does. Now, I can't tell Mike how to spend his money. I'm not doing that. But I'm saying our wealthiest have to be able to give back to help us, and we can create those institutions and support ourselves. We have to have an economic agenda to create an economic platform to put money in our communities. in the hands of our people, and we know how to use that money, right? And invest and then reinvest in ourselves. That's a collective consciousness, right? Somewhat on the line of socialism, but in a different way. It's a social contract that we with ourselves, like many other cultures do, many other communities do. They work with each other. They don't spend their money with us. We spend our money with them. Nothing wrong with that. But we're going to have to shift the landscape a little bit and learn how to work together, learn how to communicate very effectively what our needs are. And then we're going to have to bring the next generation through. So our elders, this is your challenge today. We need to get to work and stop playing, right? And no disrespect when I say this, but many of our elders still want to be adolescents. They still want to be immature young adults, and they still want to play around in their youth. It's time for us to reaffirm our young people by saying we're going to lead now and then develop those leaders, those adult leaders to help our children after we leave. How about that? The A. The A is athletics. We'll say that again. You better get your A together. Your health, your wellness, your fitness, and your nutrition. This, my friends, are really important tools for taking care of yourself, your health, yourself, your health, taking care of your body. Because many of us, and we know this to be true, all you have to do is do the research, are suffering from what we call, what they call health disparities. Our people are sick mentally, physically, emotionally. It's true. Many of our people are on medications. Now, it's not a knock, but you got to be aware. It's awareness time, right? We have to become aware of what's happening so we could do something about it. Somebody say do something about it. Thank you. We're going to have to do something about our condition, our political condition, our economic condition, and our athletic health and wellness condition. And it starts with nutrition. Are you taking care of your body? Do you have a wellness plan? Are you walking? Right? Are you working out? Are you just doing a basic bare minimum? Do something, but get away from that table. Push away from it. Stop eating the processed food products. Stop eating all this stuff with so much salt in it, because by now we should know what those things do to us. The habits that we develop and the habits that we maintain that destroy our temple. My thing is, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to take care of your body if you want to be here, right? So the things that we do that we put inside of our bodies, we're going to have to think about that. We're going to have to think really well about our mental health now. I'm going to mental health. Think about for a minute all of the things that we went through, our ancestors, and how their mental health was impacted by slavery. So don't you think for one minute that we were really happy engaging in enslavement and working for free. You try it. Go and work for somebody for free against your will. See how you like it. And then be taken away from your family and move to a place that you've never been before, and then harshly and grossly mistreated. The myth is that, oh, they were on the plantations and they were really happy and they sing a whole lot of songs and they really love. No, we were abused. And the psychology of abuse is in our culture, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And we have to do the work of now, the C, of having cultural relevant programs and training to help us heal. I said it, heal. We're going to have to heal, y'all. We do. If you're listening to me today, 845-277-9250 is the number. We're talking about preparation, right? As we prepare for Dr. Bruce here in Richmond, I want to talk about today how we're going to do the work of working on ourselves, right? We're talking about recapturing the African mind. You could call it whatever you want to, but you better recapture your mind, right? Your heart, your love for each other. Who is killing each other in the streets, right? We are. And you got to ask yourself why. Why are we in our communities, wherever there are a large number of us, dysfunctional? And then how are we dysfunctional in our own homes that we can't get along? We can't communicate. Mother can't get along with dad, and dad can't get along with mom, and auntie and boo-boo and ray-ray and pookie. Everybody's fussing and fighting and arguing. And everybody's got an issue because we haven't dealt with our issues. I'm just trying to be honest, right? If you've been on this planet long enough and you've been around purely in American society and culture, you know it's true. go to some of the schools that are majority African American, and you can't blame us. You have to blame what we've gone through, and we have to have correction for direction. I'm going to say that again. We have to have correction for direction. We're going to have to correct our behaviors. We're going to have to correct some of the things that we're comfortable with doing. And we're going to have to erase and eradicate some behaviors and take on some new ones to survive. Right? We're in survival mode right now, and we're surviving. Right? Not only for the sake of fueling a nation and an economy, but we're just surviving because we don't have many outlets. So here are the two outlets that many of us see, being transparent today because we're preparing. You either have to try to get in to fit in like Brother Stan said, or you're going to have to try to pretend that you're somebody else, or you're just going to stay outside of the system and you're not going to be very productive. All of the strategies that many of us use outside of the structure that they have in place are usually illegal, which means that you're going to have to take some risk. And if it's a man or a woman taking a risk, that means that if you have children, they're not going to see you. Either going to die or you're going to jail, right? Or you're going to have a lifestyle that puts them in jeopardy. That's what we do. Somebody let me know if I'm wrong, because I don't feel I am. But we're going to have to challenge ourselves to take a different path. We're going to have to challenge ourselves to look in the mirror, the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, about the ways in which we have adopted living in this society, very dysfunctional and very destructive. There is no reason why a brother should be, for all that we've gone through, treating each other the way that we do. Robbing each other, stealing from each other, hurting each other. How about love? How about loving each other and respecting each other and building trust amongst each other? What's wrong with that? Sounds too good to be true for some of us. Now, many of us come out of really good, decent households. Something goes wrong when we get out there in that world. Something just goes awry and the behaviors start to change, because all you have to do is think about two or three things that I mentioned. Think about health disparities. Look at the numbers for African Americans, and then look at incarceration in prisons. How many of us are going to college versus going to prison? See for yourself. Those are our children. Those are our babies. We're going to have to get our system in place that helps us do the work of working on ourselves. We're going to have to do the work of respecting each other. I'm talking about holding it down for the family. Now, let me get to parents. We are going to have a different system for parenting. I think, I'm just saying me, we have to get rid of this idea about I don't need a man, women. And brothers, you're going to have to take care of your kids. That's your seed. So if you're going to get together with somebody, male or female, right, you're going to have to make a commitment to, if we'll have a child together, we're going to raise that together. No more, well, we don't get along, so we're going to have to part ways. That's not going to work for us. Not right now, anyway. So we're going to have to be more diligent at saying, if we're going to bring a life in, we're going to help raise that together. Because the truth is, children need both parents, and they need balance. If you can't get along, that's your problem. You work it out. Go to therapy, go to training, sit down, talk about, do whatever you need to do. But we're going to have to make our children and their education a priority. I'll say that again, just in case you missed it. We're going to have to make our children, I'm talking about African Americans right now, nobody else, excluded in this conversation. And every time you get on this line, that's what it's going to be about. And again, I want to be clear, I'm not talking to any other race or any other culture or any other group of people other than what we call African-American, colored, black, Negro, la, 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 and blah, blah, blah. That's who we're talking to. That's who we're talking to. We're talking to people of color, African-American. Those who, okay, let me be clear. Those who have experienced or the descendants of American chattel slavery. And I would even include those brothers and sisters in the islands, right, or in South America, right, who have gone through enslavement that came through the root of Africa or were on those native lands when they were captured and conquered. That's who I'm talking to, right? Parenting. We're going to have to do a better job concept or any other concept that we say, but you're going to have to get those homes and those families straight. And we're going to have to do that diligent work of creating a new mind. That's what we're talking about, recapturing the African mind, right? That is community and family based. Community and family first. Forget all this other stuff about I, that individual stuff that don't work. We're going to have to do a better job of doing the diligent work of recreating and reconstructing ourselves. I'm talking about personal resurrection. It's individual, family, and community. And lastly, it's the E, which is a comprehensive education, because education is so important to those who have been merged into a culture and a society that they weren't ready for. And I would dare say that our people weren't fully ready for integration. I'll say that again. We've integrated in because our segregated communities helped us to help each other. So how do we continue to develop a community inside of a culture that we're not aware of how these systems work? It's called education. We're going to have to do a better job of educating ourselves out of a Eurocentric mindset. They got us thinking and acting and talking like other people because other people don't do that. Think about it. Everybody else in the world is just being themselves. If you speak English, you just speak English in your native tongue as best you can. Right? But you don't see Chinese people trying to be European. You don't see Jewish people trying to be Islamic. They just be themselves. How about, now, again, it's very hard for us because we don't have a cultural foundation. We have an adaptive culture that has educated us on being Eurocentric. I'll say that again. So all of our values, because our value system was taken away from us. And everything that we do and everything that we think comes out of the system. The system has created us. It has nurtured us. It has developed us. And now we act and react out of that mindset. And so what we're talking about is recapturing the African mind, right? And sometimes that word scares many of us because when we start talking about Africa in the generation that we were raised in, many of us were scared of that word because they told us it was savages and bones and cannibals and all of that stuff and Tarzan swinging through trees and all of that. And that's not true. Africa is a beautiful place. You got to learn the peace concept and then you got to apply it to yourself and then your children and the next generation. Stay back in a moment. Man, Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah,
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
Brother Stan said it right. We got to create those institutions that define our own reality. I'm going to play it every week, whether you like it or not. Because once it gets down inside of you, you realize that there are some things that we must do for ourselves. I'm going to say that again. There are some things that we must do for ourselves. We must educate our children. We must give them a sound education in their own culture that they feel good about themselves. People are not teaching their children to try to be like the dominant race. You know why? Because then it gets them outside of who they are. That's why they don't want to teach critical race theory, because they know their children will feel bad about what they did. So they would rather keep their children from that. If you look at the history books, there is no mention of the work that put us in a positive position or condition as it relates to the enslavement and what they did to us. There's a reaction that needs to come from you to say, I am now going to commit to making a change within myself. Really looking at your habits, right, and your ways and your activities. Now, there's nothing wrong with having fun, right? But I want to challenge you today to think about how you can do something slightly different to help your culture, to help your community, to help your people. And our people need help because we are grossly neglected. All you have, just go into communities where our people are to see the dilapidation. And then go visit many of the homes of our family members who live in poverty or below the poverty line, and you can see it for yourself. And then ask yourself why. Because we've never had an opportunity to return to our greatness. And we can get there through education. And we can get there through enrichment. And we can get there through love for ourselves and each other. The work has to be done. And it's time for us to do that work collectively. Again, you can't make anyone do anything. But I'm encouraging you today to think about how you can do the work on yourself first, and then family, and then community, wherever we are. Now, again, I understand that we're in an integrated society, but you're going to have to plug in. We're going to have to plug in to figure out what's going on and then make the changes necessary. Again, cultures are doing it in this country right now. They're working together, right? They have family businesses. They have Fortune 500 companies. They got Fortune 200 companies, right? They got escorts. They got all of these things that drive the economy, because again, the economic piece is so important, because when you have money, then you can do things. You can educate your children properly. You can live in a community that's safe, and you can put those things in place that's going to help that to happen. That process needs to happen with us. It desperately does. And I think when we get to a place where we are mature, then we change the landscape of how we're treated in this country. Because education, along with understanding and learning the law, will help you, right? But if you don't have money to hire an attorney, for example, to litigate for you, because the system or individuals within this society are breaking the law against you, then using and understanding the law and applying the letter of the law to individuals in this society will work. I think we have to understand the system that we live in. The question is, how well do you know the system that you live in, and how are you adapting yourself to understand how to utilize the system in order to benefit yourself, your family, and your community? I want to ask today, in preparation for Dr. Bruce here in Richmond, what's going on? That's the question we have to ask, because our people are dying in the streets. Many of us, right, are making economic choices that impact our families. Dads, talking to brothers now, take care of your kids. Let's think about that for a minute. Okay, what's going on between you and her, right? Because I'm talking about male and female. That's what I'm talking about, man and woman and a child, because that's the only way you can produce a child is through a male and a female, period. That's not a discussion for me. Fathers and mothers, come together and unite for your children. I'm talking about African-American families, mothers and fathers, right? Because the situation, again, is that you can't do it by yourself. Now, mother, father, and child, if you replace the father with the system that won't take time out for the kid but give the mother money for the child, where's the balance? And we have so many imbalances built in to our communities that we don't realize what's really happening. What happened to us? Something happened to us. Something happened. Something happened, brothers and sisters. Something happened to us, and we need to realize what that thing is and then do the correction for direction. Your heart has to be in this for us. If you just look back over the trail of debris, right? And it's not all bad. The reality is that our people are a normal, quote-unquote, dysfunctional state. And many of us, because of the trauma in our childhood, that is the legacy of our enslavement, continues to plague us to this day. It continues to affect and impact our families, individuals, families, and communities. The question is, what are you going to do about it? I'm asking you to take a look at yourself and do the work of empowering yourself. Educate yourself. Practice love, right? And then in the training, everything in love. everything in love, you can't go wrong. Let's go to economics for a minute. Christmas is right around the corner. Now, I'm not telling you don't celebrate Christmas and don't have a good time. But if you don't have the money or the resources, right, a good viable option for African Americans is Kwanzaa. And we do the Willie Lynch and Kwanzaa segment every Saturday. It talks about unity and collective working responsibility. And there's 7 days after Christmas, right, that we can begin to do the work year-round. See, for us, the principles of Kwanzaa really help us to decide how we're going to think about how we're going to work together and the things that we need to do during the year to effectively work on, develop, and change our situation and our conditions. That is the work that we have to desperately do. It's me and you, us and we, trying to make a change. Now, I know somebody's out there saying, Marvin, Ron, you don't put no money in my pocket. And I don't. But I guarantee you, if we work collectively together, we could get a whole lot of money in our pockets. That could really help us. But guess what? If you got the money and you don't know how to use it, like many of our professional athletes, then what happens to it? It goes to make somebody else rich. That's just a fact. How do we begin to have to ensure that the condition that our children grow up in and that they live in is well balanced and effective and positive and productive? And it's not an imaginary world. It's a world in which we can surely live in like other people do, right? I don't have to mention who those people are. Just imagine it, right? There are many cultures and societies in this society that live safe. They live peacefully. They can go to sleep at night without hearing gunshots. If your children are going to bed listening to gunshots and have to walk through shells, right, or walk past dead bodies, there's something wrong with that. That means that many of our children are living in a war zone. I said it, war zone. It is. There's a war going on for the minds and hearts of our people, and we're going to have to do the work of changing that. How do we change that? We're going to have to do the work of understanding those pillars that I talk about. Right, you got to understand and have a political agenda that works for you. As we prepare to make changes in our lives, there is a system and there are resources in this system that we got to plug into, that we need for ourselves, that we need for our communities, that we need to grow. Not only ourselves, but we need to be able to grow food, right? Farm again, right? We need farmers. We need more black farmers. We do. And those black farmers need to have co-ops that we know, not just talk about. There are black farmers out there I know that have done the work, that have really applied the pressure to the system that robbed them of so much. But what I'm saying to you is that we have to put those systems back in place, and those systems have to be effective. This is the part of the show right here that you turn off. Turn it off right now. Turn it off. I'm telling you, just drop the line, turn it off, and go somewhere and do something else when I say this. How many of us have the courage to stand up for what's right? See, when you, like here, I could do all the talking, right? And I could sit here behind this microphone and talk about all the changes, but are you actually going to get up behind a cause that is worthy of this one, African Americans? Are you going to get up and get behind a cause that says we need change in this society, the image that we produce that have our young people leading us? Our young rappers and our young entertainers are our leaders. They're not developing our people. And I'm not against them. This is not an against thing. This is for us. I'm not against anyone, but I'm for us. I'm for making sure that our young people know and love who they are. They're not purposed and then repurposed for the system to churn out another killer or another murderer or another rapist. I'm asking you to think about who's influencing your children and where does it come from? Who's influencing our choices? And how are we going to get in front of being the influences of our people? We are the influences. We have to be. We have to influence our children. We do, not anyone else. You have to be responsible. And if you don't have any children, if you got nieces and nephews, and even if you don't have those, you got to get involved. This is my plea today. Get involved. Do something who need healing. Get involved and make a choice to make a change, to do the work. Many of our scholars have gone to their graves poor, that have done the work, a lifetime of work, and get nothing in return. Who really cares? Right? Who really cares about us? And do you? Right? See, color is a construct, number one. Right? There's no black. There is no white. White people are not white. Black people are not black. We're humans. Human. Human means color. Man's species. Being in spirit and the body. I want you to think about being a human being again. Humanity. And that our children, our innocent children, need some protection. They need some investment. They need confidence. They need love. They need nurturing. And it's a big job. Brother Booker says it's the impossible dream. But what I'm sharing today is that we can come through it. We can come through it, but we're going to have to make some different decisions. We're going to have to make some different choices to get different outcomes. Because you can't keep doing the same things. We can't keep having our people to be in dysfunctional situations and think they're going to thrive. They're not. We can't keep allowing the system that's in place right now to impact the way that we think and the choices that we make. Think about this for a moment. If our jails are filled with that we have to make better choices, that we can navigate ourselves away from the system of incarceration. So they call it mass incarceration. But how about if we navigate away from the system? How about when we start making decisions that we don't have to do illegal things to make money? How about when we develop corporations and companies and small businesses that help our people to become employed, become employable, and then more effective at utilizing the resources that we do get? Our people want stuff. We do. We want to feel good about ourselves, right? We want to dress like we're somebody because all those things are taken away from us. Imagine having the ability to read and write taken away from you. And then named so many negative names. And then after you go through this system, then another system of segregation and said, well, if you're this color, you can't drink out of this water fountain, or you can't go here, or you can't work here, or you can't be involved in this place because of your color. That's in you. That's still in us. When you look at people and you got to put your head down, that's still in you. How about head up, chest out, and chin up? How about that? How about redefining ourselves and reorienting ourselves to become the powerful people that we know we can be? No more looking down, right? And again, my conversation is not about anybody else. Right, so I don't want to go through the old way of saying we got to get nobody. No, we got to get ourselves. When you get to a place where you understand how critical this situation is, that we're going to have to save ourselves because no hero is going to come. Superman is not making it. Batman is not making it. All of those imaginary heroes, you become the hero. You become the hero for your family. You become the hero for your community. You become the hero for yourself, that you could get change and inspiration through your life, right? And we can reimagine what that future could be like. We're in preparation. We're preparing for change. But that change has to be a mental process first. It has to be a change in mindset. We have to change our mindsets about how we see ourselves and how we fit in. And again, the model is there are other cultures inside of this society that is effective at working together. What are those models? And how can we utilize those models, right? And I'll say the Nation of Islam is an excellent family-based model to help us. Now, a lot of our people are not going to navigate to Islam. That's good. But what about the principles? The principles of Noble Drew Ali, the principles of Marcus Garvey, the principles of Elijah Muhammad, those principles, right? The way in which we live, the way in which we treat our women, the way in which we treat our men, that is sound doctrine. No more hypocrisy. No more double talk. Or do as I say, not as I do. How about that? Because if you're going to be in a leadership position in our culture, in our community, you're going to have to be excellent. You can't be ragging no more just doing and saying anything. You got influence over our people. You got to be right. Right? Our leaders need to be right. And we need good, sound, solid leadership. But who's developing the leadership? Who's a think tank that is putting together systems that our leaders will have an effective model for how they should lead? Those are the questions today. What are the models, right, as we prepare for this next season? We're going into 2023 now, right around the corner. We're preparing for another year. And at the same time, we're preparing for Dr. Bruce to show up here in Richmond to do this workshop live, Recapturing the African Mind. The brother wrote a book talking about the history and what we need to do, right, to educate ourselves, right? Think about the work and the labor of love that it took for him to put himself in position to write a book to help us to think about what we think about and how we see the world, how we've been influenced. I just want for this next few minutes to think about those things that we can do, the strategies that we must possess, and how can we continue to work together to develop a mission, and I even say a ministry of healing for African Americans in this country that set agendas in place that's going to help us help ourselves. And again, we don't need to beg anybody for anything. All we need to do is have a strategy, a system, organize, and then be effective at navigating and executing. Because if you execute well, you're going to find success. And then we have to have one last thing, a system of accountability. You're going to have to be accountable for the things that you do and think and say. And are we willing to do that? I'm going to go to the lines for just a few minutes as we prepare for Dr. Bruce here in Richmond. It's Empowerment Saturday, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. 845-277-9250 is the number to call if you want to get in. I got some people on the line today, but we're preparing for Dr. Bruce Empowerment on the heels of our enslavement. Means that we're going to have to do the work of re-educating and reorienting ourselves. Let's make a commitment to do that. So I'm going to the lines now, 845-277-9250. The number is 3340 Summer, 73347. You're up. Bring it. What you got for me today? 3347, you're on the line. Do you have a question, a comment, a statement as we prepare for Dr. Bruce? Well, you just listen. If you are, that's good. You don't have to drop off the line. I'm just going to call on you, and if you don't say nothing, that's cool. I'll just keep right on talking. All right, let me go down to 9067, 9067. Are you there?
What's your
question,
that's
comment,
your,
or statement?
967, yeah, that's us. Let me say something.
That's y'all. Come on, talk to me, y'all.
Hotep, brother.
Hey.
Hotep, can you hear me?
Where you calling from? Yes, sir.
Just trying to get you. Just trying to make sure you can hear me.
Dr. Bruce.
Just trying to make sure you can hear me. Just trying to make sure you can hear me, Brother Marvin.
How you doing, sir?
Use hand here. Put putting on speaker. Got speaker right here. Get speaker. Got speaker.
All right, get him on the speaker.
Brother Marvin.
Sir.
Brother Marvin.
Can you hear me?
Now I can a little bit. Now say something, brother.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hardly hear you. I don't know why you're not coming through. What about me?
I can hear you loud and clear, brother.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. I can hear you. I can hear you good enough.
Right.
I'm looking for this Broad Street exit.
All right. Come on down. Get on Broad. Come on up. Make a left. Make a left, and you here. Now, I
make
want
left
we're,
on,
we're
left
live
on,
right now.
Left on first. Mm-hmm.
Left on first, and a left
right.
on Franklin, and you'll be
right,
right there.
You.
All right. So
okay.
before. You know, I know.
I lost you again, brother.
Okay. I can hear you.
Okay, but I couldn't hear you. I heard
before
you say before. That's the last word I heard you say.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk really quickly since I got you on the line. Tell our listeners what they can prepare for today at your lecture here in Richmond. We got you live. Color. Tell us what we can look forward to.
All right, I'll be, of course, discussing my book, Recapturing the African Mind, but I'm going to go into some other things that we have not gone into on the National African American Empowerment Program, and we'll be taking questions and comments and then trying to offer some treatments for the situation that we're in today. We need to treat this problem that we have, this mental illness. We have mental illness. And we're going to diagnose the problem, which we've already done. But then we're going to try to provide some treatments. And I'm going to write some prescriptions out that some people can take to their doctors and try to get treatment for this mind paralysis that we have.
Oh, I like it. Dr. Bruce is writing prescriptions today. Come on down and get the triage that you need, right? That mental and emotional, right? That thought-provoking idea about how you can help yourself, right? This self-help and healing comes through knowledge, and knowledge through wisdom. And the brother is bringing some wisdom and some knowledge. Dr. Bruce, now, I know you got another fella coming with you. Share a little bit about your partner that's coming down today that's going to help us with this process.
Yes, I can. I have riding with me Dr. Lafayette Maxwell from Jacksonville, Florida.
But all right, riding
in Durham, North Carolina. In more ways than one. That's right. That's right. That's right. So we have him with us, and he's going to do an introduction. And he's a member of the faculty at Shaw University and also pastor of Mount Zion Baptist Church in Apex, North Carolina. So he'll be here also right. today, and we've heard him several times on your program, and so he'll be a part of the event this evening also. And I'll be bringing some of my books, so people who want to get copies of my book, I will be autographing my book, and they can also get copies for gifts of Kwanzaa or for friends or even for enemies. If they want to buy them, they're welcome to buy the books. I'll be selling books also.
Can't lose. Come get your autographed copy of Dr. Bruce's book, Recapturing the African Mind. Sit down and read it.
And it makes
you can give it as a gift.
It makes a great gift. A great gift, Brother Marvin. Give the gift of knowledge. If you must give something, give
Amen.
The gift of knowledge. And you can't go
wrong
that,
that
way, because that knowledge, you see, that you give for one day, whether it's a Kwanzaa celebration or Christmas or whatever you're getting it for, is something that you can use all the time. Not
mm-hmm.
just that particular day that you're giving it for.
I think that's the best way, Dr. Bruce. We know that knowledge is power, and Dr. Bruce is packing, power-packing knowledge together to give you power, an emotional power that will bring about the healing that you need, because our people need mental and emotional healing to recapture themselves. We've been captured by a system. And by our culture and by our mindset. And now we need to reverse that, right, and take the prescriptions that we need, get all the dosages that we need, because sometimes it go down hard, but it's good for you, right? So we want to do the healing work. It's the ministry of healing our hearts and our minds through education. And no better man to do that education work, to minister to you mentally and emotionally than Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce, again, will be in Richmond in just a few minutes. If you are in the Richmond area, the Richmond metro area, where the downtown library, 101 East Franklin Street, come on in, visit with Dr. Bruce, and he'll be in town. He ain't gonna be here forever, y'all. So if you want to hit him up, get to shake his hand, get an autographed copy of the book, come on down. There's still time left. We're going to start at 3:30 sharp. We're going to be on time. I don't know about other people, but how we do things, we do it in decency, and we do it excellently. So when 3:30 comes, the program will start. We hope that you're going to be in the seats. Come on down. Main Library, downtown, Richmond City Public Library, 101 East Franklin Street. Go in, go right down the steps, and you'll be there, right, in the auditorium. So we're promoting a great man that has done the work, and we want to reward him with our presence and our time and our effort and our energies. So, Dr. Bruce, before I let you go, I'm going to one more call, and then we're going to wrap this one up. In preparation for you, motivate and inspire those who are listening right now, right, to do what with, in order to recapture their mind? What's one thing that you want to share before we get you live here?
I think one thing, Brother Marvin, and I'm just really echoing you, and that is we as people must begin to think for ourselves. We understand the media and the propaganda machine that controls this country, but we have to always know that there's something other than what we see on CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, and Good Morning America. We as people have to begin to study, analyze, synthesize, and think for ourselves, because we cannot depend on a system who enslaved us to think for us. So we must begin to think for ourselves.
That's a good word, Dr. Bruce. Again, Dr. Bruce is on his way to Richmond to the downtown library, 101 East Franklin Street will be in the auditorium. Thank you, Dr. Bruce. I appreciate you. And Dr. Maxwell, we're looking forward to you as well. Come on down. Join us 3:30 p.m., 3:30 to 5:30, downtown library, Dr. Bruce. Thank you, Dr. Bruce. Thank you, Dr. Maxwell.
Yes, sir, my brother.
All right. There you have it. That's Dr. Bruce. He's on his way. Yes, on his sleigh. But he's bringing a book. He's bringing knowledge. And he is going to be giving gifts out today. That's that book of knowledge, right? The book is for sale. Come and get your copy of Dr. Bruce Bridges' book, Recapturing the African Mind. What a great title. Recapturing the African Mind, here today in Richmond, Virginia. You got just a few minutes to get your clothes on, put your shoes on, put the kids where they need to go. You can bring your kids as well. They need it. All right. Let's go down to 5416. Last call today, 5416, then we're going to wrap it up. 5416, do you have a question, comment, or statement? 5416.
My comment is that I'll be down there by 3:30. Looking forward
All right.
to it. Be blessed.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. I heard that. Thank you, sir. I will be there. And that's what we're talking about. Come down to Virginia. 101 East Franklin Street. I'm encouraging you to call a friend today and be a part of this movement. It's a movement for the healing of a people, right? If you are African-American in this country, know the experience that our people have. And then get down on the ground, right, at the grassroots level to see how it really is. And then what we need to do collectively to change that, because it is horrible what our children and families are going through. And we can't continue to ignore that. We can't. We have to do the work of understanding the work that we need to do and then go and do it and be effective at it. No money can change the mental state of a person. It is education. And I'm asking you to educate and re-educate and reinvent yourself that we can prepare our children to compete and be excellent, because all they need is just a chance. And if we give them a good chance, and if we help them where they need to be helped, they'll get it. They're already bright. They just need a foundation. They just need a solid foundation. They need a platform, and they need support. Not only do our children, but our families. So it's individual, family, and community of doing the work of working on ourselves. It's African-American empowerment. And that's what we're talking about. Again, we're recapturing the African mind with Dr. Bruce here in Richmond, Virginia at 3:30 p.m. Come on down, call a friend, tell someone to get a copy of that wonderful book, Recapturing the African Mind. We'll see you at 3:30 if you're in Richmond. Don't forget, it's very important, damn how important you are. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, before I get off this line today, that you matter. No matter where you are, I want you to say to yourself, I matter. And as you look at yourself with your eyes closed, that's who you are. And you are a beautiful being and a beautiful creation of God himself. And I want you to know that you are something special. You are created in the likeness and the image of the Creator. You are hue. You are color. You are man. You are being. You are spirit in a body. And you matter. All you have to do is let your light shine. We need help. We need hope. But more than that, we need you. We need your support. We need your words. We need your knowledge. We need your input. We need your wisdom. We need to do the work of creating effective communities. Not the same old, but something different. Something better. Can we look forward to something better? Can we challenge ourselves to create that something better by using what we have? That's each other. Our ability to recapture our greatness, to be effective at working together, creating sound, solid families on solid foundation, on fertile ground that nurture and develop our children. Will you just make a commitment today to doing whatever it is that you can, wherever you are, to make the situation better for our people? I'm asking you to make a commitment today to do the work of first working on yourself and then looking back and then looking around and saying, what can I do to make it better? And if you've been causing chaos and confusion in your community, in your family, in your church, or in your home, we call it correction for direction. And begin today to take a new course. Chart a new path that's positive and peaceful and productive and loving. You can do it. And if you need help, we're here to help. If you need love, we're here to love. If you need education, we're here to educate. If you need support, we're here to support. So you're not by yourself anymore. We're all in this thing together. So let's continue to come together and do that work, that ministry work. The church with no walls to say that we're going to help our people help themselves. We're going to create a new reality where we're working together for change, for better schools, for better communities, for better parents. That is not an impossible dream. It's the dream that we've had. We just need to wake up and realize it. It's called reality. We can make that our reality. And we can create a new reality and a new condition that's better. It's better than the one that we're in. It's better than the ones that our ancestors lived through so that you could get here. So that's being said, to work on yourself and become the best person that you could be today and every day. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment for African Americans. Hope to see you at 3:30 today here in Richmond. Have a great day, brothers and sisters. Stay plugged in to the power of empowerment. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Peace and blessings. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.